Welcome to the third hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here's Tracy. Enjoy the show.
I growed up just north of Tickfaw, Louisiana. In Tickfaw, Louisiana, there is a man named Dugas, a Frenchman. And I know a rodeo clown down there that went fishing with Mr. Dugas and two more Frenchmen on Lake Pontchartrain. And they out there fishing, and they having a good time. The winds come up, and Mr. Dugas fell in the lake and drowned it. And they told the fella that was fishing with him, said, "You got to go tell his wife that he drowned it. You got to go tell Ms. Dugas that her husband's dead, drowned it in the lake." Well, this fella stuttered something awful. I mean, he was a stutterer. And he said, "Man, I can't talk when I ain't excited. And with deep sympathy in my heart, I can't go talk to Miss Dugas. I won't get two words out." They said, "You gonna go tell her? If you have to put the Mel Tillis to it and sing it to her, you the one gonna do it, because you was in the boat with him." Well, this old boy went up to the Dugas house, and he knocked on the front door, and the lady come to the door, and he said, he said, "Guess who drowned it in the lake today? Dugas, Dugas. Guess who drowned it in the lake today? Dugas, Dugas."
Hi, Tracy.
Hi there.
How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing good. Is this Braylon?
Yes, sir.
Well, Braylon, what's going on in your world tonight?
Nothing. What's going on in yours?
Well, just playing a few old records every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you might be down in Houston, Texas.
No, that's this weekend.
Oh, okay. Not yet, huh?
Not yet.
What? Who are you gonna show this weekend? Which ones are you showing this weekend?
Pigs and sheep.
Pigs and sheep. All right. Are you gonna win?
Yeah, I hope so.
Might as well, right?
Mm-hmm. That's why we got them.
That's great. That's great. Well, can I do something for you tonight?
Yes. I would like to play two. Can I play Big Iron and Green Snakes on the Ceiling?
You sure can.
Thanks, Tracy.
I appreciate you calling. Take care of yourself, okay? Good luck.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
To the town of Alfrio rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. "He's an outlaw, loose and running," came the whisper from each lip. "And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip." In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24, and the notches on his pistol numbered 1 in 19 more. 1 in 19 more. Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead. And he said it didn't matter, he was after Texas Red. After Texas Red. Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 20 past 11 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death. About to meet his death. There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas Red had not cleared leather for a bullet fairly ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was over in a moment and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. Big iron. Tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
One fool in the still is what I heard the bartender say. Snakes on the ceiling, walking walls I could see. One fool in a stew, and on the stew sat this fool, me. One fool in a stew, one drink to a hand. No thread for your needle, no ma'am, I ain't seen your man. Anything you wanna tell me, I got no time for.
Just order your drink.
Make room for more. One fool in a stew is what I heard the bartender say. I never thought my own life would ever turn out this way. Green snakes on the ceiling, walking walls I can see. One fool in a stew, and on the stew sets this fool me. One fool in a stew is what I heard the bartender say. I never thought my own life would ever turn out this way. Green snakes on the ceiling, walking walls I can see. One fool in the stew, and on the stew sets this fool me. One fool in the stew, and on the stew sets this fool me.
Hey Trace, how you doing? This is Harry.
I'm good. Harry, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, kind of hanging in there.
Hanging in. Well, that's what we need you to do. Just hang in there.
That's about all I can do, isn't it?
That's right.
Tracy, didn't George Jones have a big hit with From the Window Up Above?
He sure did.
That's what I told Sue that, but I wanted to make sure. Would you mind playing that for me?
I'll do it for you, okay?
All right, thanks, sir. I'll see you in a day or two.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye-bye.
A new way of life that I love so, but I can see the clouds are gathering and the storm will wreck our home.
for I've been watching
you
from the window up above. You must have thought that I was sleeping, and I wish that I had been. But it's best to get to know you and the way your heart can sin.
Up above. Yeah, there you go. I'll give you that little combination, Harry. There's the original version from George Jones, A Window Up Above, and then Wanda Jackson also had a great version of that song. And so give it to you two different ways tonight on the Hits radio program right here at KNEL. I was talking about playing some music from Warner Mack tonight, who passed away this week. Warner was such a great entertainer in there. Our country music business, and this is one of my favorite Warner Mack songs, and it was written by Jim Glazer. And the last time Jim came down to work a show with us, and it was actually his final road show that he ever did. He worked the Llano Country Opry, and I asked Jim about this particular song because he wrote it, and Warner Mack had the big hit on it. And Jim told me, he said, "Well, you know," he said, "we were on tour, driving in the middle of the night." And he said, "We were listening to the radio, and all these songs were coming over the radio, and it was talking about men having problems with their wives and with their girlfriends, and that they would leave and they would go out to the honky-tonk. That's where they would head out to." He said, and I got to thinking, he said, where would a man go if he had trouble with a woman, but he didn't drink? He didn't want to go to a honky-tonk. Where would he go? And someone mentioned, or he came up with the idea, that he would go to an all-night cafe and just sit there and think. And so he wrote this particular song on that trip. Warner Mack heard it. He cut it, and it became a hit for him. Here's Warner Mack with the one called "Sitting in an All-Night Cafe," written by Jim Glazer. Everything's going to be all right. I'll do it for you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All or nothing, it's all on you. You want to win, but sometimes you lose. You do your best and hold your head up high. Everything's going to be all right. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Brand new day brings a brand new light. Everything's gonna be alright. Turn on the news and it's bad again. Makes you wonder if it ever ends. whistling somewhere deep and wide. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Brand new day brings a brand new night. Everything's gonna be alright. Daddy ain't giving up yet. They say a prayer and a voice from inside says everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Brand new day brings a brand new life. Everything's gonna be alright. Streets are empty and the buildings are bare. Troubled hearts beating everywhere. Hold on to each other, hold on tight. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Brand new day brings a brand new day. Everything's gonna be alright.
Tracy.
Yes.
This is Doris.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you play my song?
Okay, remind me what song that is.
By Gene Watson.
Farewell Party.
Yes, sir.
I'll do it for you, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
As cold as the sea. the great Gene Watson. He'll be in Brady in 2 weeks at the Brady Civic Center to kick off our Heart of Texas Country Music Festival on March the 18th. Tickets are on sale at heartoftexascountry.com. That's heartoftexascountry.com for Gene Watson and the Farewell Party Band right here in Brady, Texas. Speaking of Mr. Watson, let's go back a few years. Here's another Gene Watson song for you.
I'm ashamed of the way that I've been living. No one knows what my mind's been going through. Told myself a thousand times I should get you off my mind.
Good job.
Well, thank you so much.
I want to know, do you have anything when Loretta Lynn and Ernest Stubbs started singing together?
I sure do.
Can you play something of Ernest Stubbs and Loretta Lynn?
I'll be happy to.
Okay, thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Thanks for calling.
The years will see us together as they quickly pass away.
Our hair may get lighter, but our love will burn bright.
Such a great song from E.T., Ernest Tubb, and Loretta Lynn, one called In Our Hearts Will Never Change, which was such a great song by them. Of course,
actually, Loretta was not the first female, but E.T. was the first male artist to record with Loretta. And they were trying to find a duet partner for E.T. at that particular time. And they told him he could pick whoever he wanted to record with. He'd already recorded with the Andrews Sisters and some folks like that in the past. But he picked Loretta, who was a relatively unknown person at that particular time. And even on Decca Records, he could have picked Kitty Wells or Brenda Lee or some of those ladies like that that already had an established career. But he picked Loretta because he felt that she had great potential and kind of gave her a shot. And they recorded some very successful records together. And she always talks about it, even in her book. She says that he was a much larger star than she was at the time. And he gave her a great boost in her career. Here's one of my favorite little tunes from E.T. and Loretta. Here's one called Who's Gonna Take Your Garbage Out.
I take too much abuse from you, that's all I ever get.
Yeah, calling a man like you a husband is just like calling a wild cat a pet. You'd better stop your running around, straighten up and start moving on.
But who's gonna take your garbage out when I pack my bags and gone? Each day you walk all over me, can't you take another route?
If you'd start acting like a married man, maybe we could find a way to work things out. You'll find your key won't fit the lock if you keep on keeping on.
But who's gonna take your garbage out when I pack my bags and gone? I know you think I'm running round, that's why you're so keen.
Now that's another line of the same old stuff that I hope you don't expect me to believe. Go out tonight, but don't come back, cause you just lost a home.
But who's gonna take your garbage out when I pack my bags and gone? I'm running round, and that's why you're so keen.
Now that's another line of the same old stuff that I hope you don't expect me to believe. Go out tonight, but don't come back, cause you just lost a home.
But who's gonna take your garbage out when I pack my bags and gone? Honey, who's gonna take your garbage out when I pack my bags and gone? You're gonna miss me, honey, gal.
Are you kidding?
Yes, Tracy. How about Paul Nichols?
Joe Paul Nichols.
Thank you.
Which song?
Fly Away or?
Okay, yeah, Fall Away.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
This morning, I woke up old and gray, and I wondered, how'd I get this way? Then I remembered, good heavens, it's our golden wedding day, and when you're happy, the years fall away. Fall away, fall away. When you're happy, the years fall away. When you're blue, the days go by a dragging. But when you're happy, the years fall away. Darling, today I looked at you and I noticed your hair is getting silvery too, and it thrilled me when you said, why it was black just yesterday. But when you're happy, darling, the years fall away.
There's the great Joe Paul Nichols for you with one called Fall Away here at KNEL. I want to mention to you that we'd love to have you visit us at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum at 1701 South Bridge Street here in Brady. Now, we're open this weekend with free admission Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and certainly it'd be an honor for us to have you visit us at the museum this weekend. Got lots of great displays up there of a lot of the great country music artists, and as well as a great gift shop. There's just so much CDs, books, all sort of good stuff up there. If you're a country music fan, I bet you'll find something that you're interested in at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum, 1701 South Bridge Street here in Brady. And the neat thing about the museum, it's always free. We've been open for 20 years and never have charged admission to anybody at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum. So stop by if you get a chance, and I'll be around this weekend, so hopefully I'll see you up there as well. Another great Ray Price for you, and I wish that I could fall in love today. Going to give you a double shot of Ray Price, and do this for Helen tonight, who wanted to hear this from Mr. Price.
Mm-hmm. This is Robert, Rob Jolly. I'd like to hear a couple songs if you could play them for me.
Okay.
One is God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwood.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is the Sergeant Barry Sadler, the Green Beret.
I'll do them for you.
I appreciate it. I think the country needs a little inspiration with what we all got facing us.
That's true. That's true. I appreciate you calling.
You have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
I'm enjoying the program.
Well, thank you so much for coming.
From the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings up on their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 when the Green Beret trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Night and day, courage take from the Green Beret, silver wings up on their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 when the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one. Best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt. Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say,
Pidcock Storage is proud to announce the opening of our brand new location at 804 San Angelo Highway, right behind the Heart of Texas Event Center. Now with four locations and over 200 units in various sizes to serve you, Pidcock Storage can take care of all of your storage needs. Call us today at 456-KEYS. That's 456-KEYS. Pidcock Storage, now with four locations and over 200 units to serve you.
And Northwest Hill Country, this is 95.3 FM. KNEL-FM. Brady.
The new year is a perfect...
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pidcock. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNELradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.